You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. The Irish Real Life Festival kicked off in Kitchener on Saturday, March 9th, among local and international tension. The eight-day festival is in its ninth year and celebrates all elements of Irish culture, not just those like in 2019 that led to a party which saw at its peak 33,000 students converge in a Waterloo street. Members of the local Irish community are working to reform the Irish stereotype by, if not detaching it from the association with heavy drinking, by at least showcasing another side of their culture and working to support peace and understanding locally and internationally. Sue Nally, the director of the Irish Real Life Festival, talked about the festival's origins and what she wants to see in the future.
So the festival, so we're in our ninth year, and we started, well, there's a few reasons. I am of Irish heritage. My parents immigrated here, and we were looking for something to do around St. Patrick's Day that had some real sort of cultural interest or significance. And, you know, like there's so many great Irish films, there's great Irish theater, there's music. There's so many things to celebrate. And there was nothing going on other than sort of pub nights, right? And love a good pub night, but we were looking for something else, a little broader sort of, you know, representation. And after that, we were talking to a friend of ours, and she was like, you know, yeah, there really isn't much here. And if my culture was only celebrated a certain way, which is basically all sort of think going out and having lots of drinks is Irish culture, then I would be upset at that representation. I was like, that's interesting, because we just sort of ignore that part as Irish people. We're like, okay, a lot of Irish people in the community don't actually go out on St. Patrick's Day because it's just not a great representation. So this is kind of our response to it. We're like, well, nobody else seems to be putting anything else on. Let's see what we can do. So we started partnering with businesses, with theater companies, with musicians, and all kinds of different people, and had so much interest. People were like, this is great. Like, this is something that we want to help with. And it sort of grew out of there. It was partly a response to, you know, a lot of the shenanigans that happened around that time of year. And people were really happy to have something genuine, something that showcased a better side of things.
According to the CBC, on St. Patrick's Day in 2018, an estimated 22,000 people jammed into the Ezra Street neighborhood near Wilfrid Laurier University. In 2019, the CBC reported that number swelled to 33,000, most of whom were students. The strain on the police, emergency services, and local authorities was significant, and in 2018, the costs for this one day reached over $700,000. Both regional and city councillors have been vocal in their displeasure, and armed with a city report full of recommendations, the City of Waterloo has set out to reduce numbers. But the thing that really reduced numbers in 2020 and 2021 was COVID. In 2022, the revelers were numbered at about 4,000, and last year, that number doubled to 8,000. The Waterloo Regional Police did not respond to CKMS News about what their plans are this year regarding St. Patrick's Day celebrations, but that is consistent with previous years where they've remained tight-lipped before the actual day. The relationship between heavy drinking, the Irish community, and St. Patrick's Day in particular has a dark history. Nally explains the struggle of balancing the drinking culture, the joy of seeing a wide variety of people who want to identify as Irish, and celebrating the culture in other ways.
None of us are against having a good time. You know, that is very much part of Irish culture, is being together and celebrating. And, you know, that is an important part of who we are. But yeah, it's tricky because we don't want to be heavy about why drinking is sometimes an issue. We don't mind people having a good spring fling. We all need it, you know, once the winter is over. But it's just important to note that there's a long history there for Ireland, and there's reasons why the people responded with alcohol. So our aim is to say, okay, yeah, that is part of who we are for sure. And green was illegal, wearing a shamrock was illegal for many years in Ireland. So seeing thousands of people wear green and wear shamrocks, there is something heartening in that. The fact that people want to sort of identify in a way as Irish, that's beautiful. Yeah. But let's not forget that there's sides, talk about our stories and our you know, our people and our history in different ways and show them more respectfully.
Some of the festival events highlight the similarities between the Irish community and the Indigenous community, focusing on shared experiences and similarities rather than shared trauma.
So one of the things that we try to do is also acknowledge that we're people who have come here, the diaspora, and we want to live, you know, as good neighbors, and so we try to do some events where it connects with the Indigenous population locally. So this year our theme is storytelling, so we're having some Indigenous storytellers with doing a storytelling circle with these two Irish storytellers who are coming over from Dublin, and finding those commonalities in our stories. And it's beautiful. We don't want to always focus on the commonalities of trauma. We want to celebrate where we come together in other ways as well. So that's always been important to us.
In addition to celebrating cultural similarities, the festival program presents Irish culture through both a historical and a contemporary lens.
And we try not to be too, we try to balance out like the heaviness of the history with who Ireland is now and the beautiful parts of it. So we are doing a talk on the walls, the mural art of Northern Ireland, with a professor from Grable who did his master's in that, all about the conflict up there and how that shows in the street art. So that's going to be at the registry on Wednesday the 13th. That's going to be really interesting, and a short documentary showing some of the murals. And then we're also doing a storytelling night with these two storytellers that we've brought over from Ireland. We have music. We have some family events where kids can see different sides, like the dancing or some of the great kids movies, like The Secret of Kells. Mm-hmm. What else do we have? We're doing one on Celtic spirituality. Is something that's of big interest to people. I'm exploring that. And some fun things like a trivia night or an Irish sing-along with ukuleles. So we just try to have a bunch of different things that are going to appeal in all kinds of ways.
The event, The Walls Tell a Story, is at the Registry Theatre on Wednesday, March 13th, and it explores the murals of Northern Ireland, which have become symbols of Northern Ireland, depicting the region's past and present political and religious divisions. Given Ireland's recent experience with war, Nally commented on how exhibits such as The Walls Tell a Story can help promote peace in areas including Palestine.
As a people, I mean, there is a big connection with the struggles of the Palestinian people and struggles globally with other people whose cultures and identity and place, you know, in their lands are being threatened. So there's a great connection there and a great empathy for what's going on. The reasons for why we do what the festival does is about continuing that path of peace and rediscovering and reconnecting people to the culture and being proud of the culture, because there's a lot of shame and a post-colonial or a post, you know, if you've been in an oppressive history. So that's our mission. But we have been talking about, we want to do something that acknowledges globally these stories. And we're looking at working with groups from a few different cultures who've experienced these things to acknowledge the struggles, but then to like, what is the path forward? Mm-hmm. So like Ireland is, you know, a century-ish ahead of on a path from a situation similar in ways to that. So what have we learned? Where can we go? How can we support other peoples going through this?
The Irish Real Life Festival runs at various locations downtown Kitchener from March 9th to March 17th. A list of events can be found at www.irishreallifekw.com/event. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.